Oh, my exercise program is so boring. Well, the challenge with that simply means that your exercise program is too long. Because when you only do something for a short period of time, you don't get bored. And to be healthy, fit, and strong and stay that way for the rest of your life, the time it takes is so tiny that there's absolutely no possible way you could get bored. Now, this is a warning for people who love going to the gym, love to exercise for hours and hours, love to do 27 exercises for each body part and do 3 sets of 10 or 15 for every body part. This is not information for you because you are one of those fanatical, freaky people that love doing that and may or may not be able to do that for the rest of your life depending if your joints can handle it. But for us mere mortals who really do want to be healthy, fit and strong, but we don't have time to invest hours and hours going to the gym, breaking our body up into tiny little pieces and doing 27 exercises for each body part, here's the great news. It doesn't take very long. In fact, it's a teeny weeny amount of time. To turn your body into a fat burning machine, you've got to get puffed, and getting puffed takes about 10 seconds. Now, if over the course of the day you got puffed 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 times, whether that was vacuuming, walking the dog, running up a set of stairs, doing some skipping, some boxing, some punching, some riding a bike, doesn't matter what it is, your heart doesn't know what you're doing as long as it's getting puffed. And if you did that at 3, 4, 5, 2, 1 times a day, you would turn your body into a fat burning machine. So there's a round about, we'll say 40 seconds a day, 7 days a week. So we're talking at about a very minimal amount of time. Then to get strong, you just need to make sure that you're working all the muscles in your body. And the complicated, what program do I do and what exercises do I do and I don't want a boring program, just pick the best exercises and work every muscle in your body. And all you need to do that is work the front of your body, the back of your body and your lower body. Now, the best exercises are ones that are not going to hurt your joints and ones that work as many muscles as possible at exactly the same time, and ones that are what we call functional. So they actually represent and are recognizable as something that the human body would actually do, not something that an animal would do. So if you pick something like chin-ups, or rows, or cable rows, or lat pull downs, where you're actually pulling something with your upper body, you would just pick one exercise. How many do you do? As many as you possibly can, and don't stop until you can't do any more. This restricting people to a number is absolutely ridiculous. How does anybody know how many you can do and how many you can do on this particular day? Then you would pick an exercise for the front of your body. So you might do push-ups or dips or bench presses or dumbbell presses or single dumbbell presses, and they're all gym terminologies, but ultimately, really, all you need to do is go to the park and do a set of chin-ups on the monkey bar and do a set of push-ups on the ground. And then we just need to do something for your legs. Now, the best exercises for your legs are the ones that look like what your legs do, so squats and lunges and what we call deadlifts. And all of that can simply mean sit down, stand back up again, sit down, stand back up again. And don't sit down on the ground, because obviously you don't sit down on the ground. You sit down in a chair, in the car, in the toilet, on the couch, at your desk. So you'll just sit to the position that you would normally sit to, and you then load that up, and that's called a squat. You can do that on one leg, that's called a lunge, and if you want to lift the weight at the front, that's called a deadlift. So the exercises are really simple. How many do you do? I'll say it again, as many as you can. Don't stop until you can't do any more, and that's going to be different numbers on different days. How many times do you need to do that exercise? Just the one time. So you've got an exercise for the front of your body, an exercise for the back of your body, an exercise for your legs. You do as many as you can. If you've got the right weight, it's going to be somewhere between 10 to 15 times. We're talking about an exercise program that's going to take you about 3.5, maybe 4 minutes. So, and you don't do that every day, because this is about tuning your body. So you wouldn't tune your car every day. You just put it into the workshop every so often to get a tune up to make sure it stays strong. And that's what strength training is for, to get stronger. So it's really simple. Huffy puffy, 40 seconds a day. Lift some heavy things, front of your body, back of your body, and your legs once every week. So that's about 3 times a month, because there might be a week that you miss out. And you will have a body that will keep you healthy, fit, and strong for the rest of your life. Now, the only thing you've got to get after that is get the right fuel in. And the fuel's really easy too. Just make sure that most of what you eat comes out of the ground. You won't have to be looking at, am I getting enough of vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and fiber? Because if you eat mostly fruit, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, avocados, olives, things that come out of the ground, you'll get everything that you need, and in the right proportion, it'll be the real stuff rather than something that comes in a pill or a packet or a bag. So keep it simple. Let's do the stuff that nobody can argue with, and let's make sure we stay healthy, fit, and strong for a lifetime. Easy.